As I was looking at this reading for Holy Saturday from First Peter, one of the things that struck me out of that is that this, and in this passage from First Peter 4, and then in the chapter previous to that in First Peter 3, there's two references to Christ descending to the dead, which is something we say in the creed every time we get together, that he did that. And I think there's a reason for that and a purpose for that. And I just want to share a few thoughts about that with you today. And as I was thinking about it, one of the thoughts that came to my mind is the feeling that I had when I first moved here into this house in Midlothian, which has been about 4 years now. The first couple of years, I would drive around, drive up Pole Street to 288 and up to St. Francis or other places I had to go. And the thought would cross my mind pretty often, what am I doing here? What is this place? It just didn't, it took a while for it to feel normal and natural. And you've probably felt that at different times in your life and different places. Particularly those of you who moved recently into Reader's Branch, you drive down Hockett Road sometimes saying, what? Just doesn't feel right for a while. And that can happen in all kinds of situations. I remember when we built a new building at our church in Pennsylvania, another local pastor there who had also built a new facility told me, it's going to be a little while before you feel like you've gone into work when you go into your new office. And that was true. It just took a while to adjust to that, to make it feel like I belonged, like I got through to the other side. And what I want to point out is what we see here with Jesus in his death, burial, and resurrection, getting through to that other side, is not what we experience when we're adjusting to a new place. What we're doing when we adjust to a new place is getting back to the feeling of what we had before. Getting back to whatever the normal is, and feeling ourselves and at home. And that's, we have all kinds of reference points for that, and that's what we feel is going on. What Jesus is doing here is something completely different than adjusting to a new situation. When he descended to the dead, what we see is, it's 1 Peter 4, 6, which we do not have the verse numbers here in the bulletin. The gospel was proclaimed even to the dead. We see that just sort of near the bottom of that paragraph there in the bulletin. Now, there's a lot of interpretations of that particular scripture, and one of them is this, that he descended into hell, and there he preached to those who are dead, the ones who've never heard the gospel, the ones who lived before he lived and never heard it, the ones who never heard it even though they lived when he lived, or even after the time he walked on earth and never heard the gospel. He preached the gospel to the dead. I think it also means this, that in our lives, there are things that have died. They seem to be dead. There are situations that, as we experience them, the hopes we had, the dreams we had, seem to be put aside and even put to death. And part of the power of his descending to death, to the dead, is that he preaches to that those aspects of our lives that have been killed, that are now dead. He restores them to what he desired for them to be, even though we didn't realize what all the fullness of what it would be before. He restores them to what he desires them to be. That's one of his names in the scripture, is the second Adam. What Adam lost, Christ regains and restores to its fullness and will continue to do that. That which we have lost, even though it wasn't fully realized, will be restored and fully realized as time goes on and as we go into heaven. That is something that Jesus will do. And he does it by his word, by preaching to the dead, proclaiming the gospel to the dead, proclaiming new life to the dreams that we feel are dead. And for all of us here, we've gotten to that point in life where the scripture from Joel that's repeated again in Acts means a lot. The old ones will dream dreams. It doesn't mean that because you're old, you need to take an afternoon nap. What it means is that by the word of God, by the power of the Spirit, by what he preached amongst the dead, we'll speak into the dreams that we thought were dead and begin bringing them back to life. Even though the way you thought it might have looked won't be the same. The heart and the core and the center of that dream rises from the dead and comes back into your life. It starts flowing again. It's as if there is a thread of gold from before you were born going through your life and then going through into every aspect of your life. And part of that aspect will be that dream will die and then rise again. And it'll rise again because Jesus proclaims the gospel into it in whatever way is powerful and important for you. Now, what I want to do is, to underline this, is give you a quote from John Donne. I thought you'd be impressed by that, but here we go. The dead hear not thunder, nor feel they an earthquake. If the cannonball batter the church walls in which they lie buried, it wakes not them, nor does it shake or affect them. But there is a voice which the dead shall hear. The dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they shall hear and shall live. It is a clamor, a shout. It carries a penetration and a power, a command. Since that voice at the creation said, "Let there be a world," was never heard such a voice as this, "Arise, ye dead." Of all the places that Jesus says that to, one of them is within our own hearts, into the places that we have judged that have died and will never see again. Even today, Jesus speaks into them, proclaims the gospel, and says, "Arise," so that even us, the older ones, will dream dreams. And those who come after us, the young men and the young women, shall see visions. And even if those visions die, the one who descends to the dead will preach the gospel to those dead visions and speak life into them, and they will rise again. That is something that we can hold on to this Holy Saturday morning, knowing that Jesus descended to the places that we thought have died, only to speak life into them again. So, my normal question and challenge for you is this: what are the dead places in your heart and in your soul to which Jesus is speaking life, to which he's proclaiming the gospel? What are the places in your heart and in your soul in which you may feel you have been cut off, told don't do that, or you feel that your identity has been put aside? What are the places where you've been squashed, put into prison? What are those places? Because those are the places that Jesus is right now proclaiming the gospel and calling them to arise. See if you can lean into that today and tomorrow and in the weeks to come. See what further hopes and dreams he brings to light for you. And see how he prompts you and empowers you to step into those dreams that now have a new body, a resurrection body, and a manner of going on that was perhaps never given to you before, but now, in the power of the resurrection, is something you can walk in. Let's pray. Well, Jesus, we thank you for your descent to the dead, your proclamation of the gospel amongst the dead, and what that means for us. We ask that this morning we would have ears to hear you pronounce and proclaim the gospel and have that shout and command to rise from the dead. And then we ask for the power of your Spirit to walk in that all the days of our life. Amen.